Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, good evening, everyone. It is Friday, December 14th, 2018, and you have now tuned in to Friday Night Lights, brought to you all by God in the Mist Radio and the Point Christian Fellowship. We thank and praise God for allowing us to come to you all yet again this evening, this day that we have never seen. We thank God for, as always, the opportunity to share the word of God, to share it with others, as well as to be able to fellowship in his holy presence. Right now, we're going through the process of trying to get things in order. Just if you give us about 30 seconds, we can get this thing started. It's had a little bit of an issue with logging in. It won't take but a moment. Then we'll be ready. Amen. All right. We are up and running. Okie dokie. Elder Marshall, are you online? Can you hear me?
Yes.
How you doing this evening?
Okay.
Good, good, good. As always, we request that you will start us off with a song of praise so that we can get started, sir.
Okay. Yes. Jaws are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come. He abides with us forever. Make this trusting heart his home. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance runs in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me. How the billows cease to roll, bringing life and joy and gladness all around this heavenly guest. Banish unbelief and sadness. Change our weariness to rest. Like the rain that fall from heaven, like the sunlight from the sky, so the Holy Ghost is given, coming on us from on high. What a wonder, the salvation, will we always see his face? What a perfect habitation, what a quiet resting place. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me. How the billows cease to roll, quietness, holy quietness. What assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me. How the billows cease to roll. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Elder Marshall, for that song of praise. We appreciate it as always, and we appreciate you for coming through for us and celebrating with us. Before we begin, as always, we will get this opportunity to have a moment of prayer, and then we will turn it over to our co-host tonight. Lord God, we thank you, as always, for this day. We thank you for a day that we have never seen. We thank you for yesterday, allowing us to make it through yesterday to this day. We thank you for giving us the resources in order to share your word with the people. We just humbly ask, Father, that we will be less as you are more, that we will decrease as you increase. Do your will and get out of your way. And for those that will be speaking tonight, allow them to speak not only in the spirit of truth, but also in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. We will unlock the line. Pastor Herbert, are you there? Hello? Let me check and make sure. Pastor Herbert, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. All right. Well, we give God all the glory and all the praise for once again allowing us to be able to be online this evening on this conference call. We must give thanks to the Get 'Em Radio crew for making all this possible as well. Pastor Apostle Kizzy started this a long time ago. I think it's been some 6 years, but you know, it wasn't just 6 years ago. It had to start before then because somebody had to have the vision. And we thank God for the vision that he's given, allowing us to be on with us this evening once again. We're going to have a scripture reading, and then we'll have prayer. And I'm hoping that I don't know if well, we got a superintendent on that's going to give us a word this evening, and I don't know if he's got somebody over there that's going to sing a little something or not.
I can try to get him up.
All right,
Pastor.
It won't just sing a little.
All right. Well, we're gonna have scripture and we'll have a prayer, and then we will we'll be prepared to sing some praise, and then we'll be prepared for the word. Amen.
All right.
Yeah. Pastor Deacon White is on the line now.
All right, Deacon. You got the scripture before you, there, Deacon?
Yes, sir. I'm sitting in front of my job. I just finished it. So,
all right.
I'm sitting in front of it. I'm ready for it.
All right.
Here we go. All right. We got Psalm 24, King James Version, 1 through 3, verse 7 through 10. And it says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it up on the seas and established it up on the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift him up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come once again in the name of Jesus, Father God, giving you thanks for this night, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the people that listen over the airways, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to touch each and every one that listens over the airways tonight, Father God.
Yes.
Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit, Father. Heavenly Father, give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive, oh, Father God,
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
again,
of
Father
Jesus.
God,
in the name of Jesus.
God.
Have your way,
Heavenly
Lord.
Heavenly Father, just fill it. Hear the airway with your anointing, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Father God.
Yes,
oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you for the man of God that's going to bring the word, Lord
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just
yes,
ask
Lord.
You right now, Father God, just touch his heart, Lord God,
yes.
That he will hear
yes,
from
Lord.
You, Lord God.
Touch, Lord. Touch.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we just say thank you in your son Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We are thankful once again to this Get 'Em Radio for bringing all of this to fruition at this time as we at the Point Christian Fellowship are preparing to do things in hopefully a great way when it comes to 2020. We got 2019 for God to build it up, and we thank God for the opportunity now as we prepare even for 2019. We have this evening once again Superintendent Will Spencer. He is actually a retired Army veteran. He was stationed in the same place I was stationed back in the 1970s, although we never crossed paths. We were in the same place, but I thank God that we were able to cross paths here. As members, I'm a chaplain for the Vietnam Veterans of America, and he came on in to be a member, and his church and the Point and a couple other churches, we all fellowship together quite frequently. So we are just happy to have him on board. And I'm going to tell you like this, he was in the hospital from January all the way through August, I think, or September. And the Lord has blessed him that he might be on this show, be on this at this time of worship and testimony and praise. I got a lot to praise God for because I watched him go from going into the hospital, knowing him before he went in, and then seeing him after he's come out and watching how God is using him in such a wonderful way. So we thank God that all of this comes together at this time. You know, I'm hoping he got somebody over there that might be able to sing a little something and help us to just praise and enter into our tent door as we prepare our hearts and wait to hear a word from on high.
Here she is.
God sent his son, and they called him Jesus.
Yes.
He came to live, to die, and to be saved.
Yes.
He lived and he died just to buy our pardon, and the empty grave.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Is there to prove my Savior he lives? Because he lives.
Yes, yes.
I can face tomorrow.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Because he lives.
Mm-hmm.
All of my fear is gone.
Yes, yes.
Because I know the Lord, you hold my future.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
And life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Just because he lives. I can face tomorrow. I heard Pastor McCoy, as he mentioned me being in the hospital. I had preached for some 20 years, and I had said I was going to preach no matter what happened. And the devil got me. I got in the hospital and got around and had gangrene on both sides of my body, and the devil imps had a party. But grace and mercy came in and said, oh, we've already paid the price.
All right.
So I'm back up and doing it again.
Amen.
Yeah, grace and mercy.
Yes.
Paid the price for me.
Yes.
Pastor McCall was telling you he was there when I didn't even know I was in the world myself.
Mm-hmm.
Laying at the point of death.
Yes.
But somebody told me, said, but Jesus.
But Jesus.
Yes, sir. He died on the cross that I might not have to die again.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God this evening for the Point Fellowship who have allowed me to enter in with their fellowship with the Point broadcast this evening. And we hope that when we say something tonight, that it will help somebody. Amen. Help somebody on the way.
Amen.
Amen. We want to call your attention tonight to Mark, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse.
All right.
When you have your Bible, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
It reads, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was noise that he was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And straightway many gathered together in so much that there were no room to receive them, no, not even about the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press,
mm-hmm.
they went and broke it up the roof. And when they had broken it up, they let down the sick of the palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus saw them, he said, son, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Yeah.
I want to talk tonight, I can, about getting close to Jesus.
All right.
Getting close. If there ever been a time that we need to be close to Jesus, it's right now.
Mm-hmm.
But all the things that's going on around us, we need to be close to Jesus more than we've ever been. Within this chapter here, we'll find that Jesus is getting back into Capernaum, and some writers have said that this was, Capernaum was Jesus' headquarters.
Yeah.
But if you notice there in Matthew and Mark 8 chapter 14 verse, Jesus had been to Capernaum prior to that, where that he healed Peter's mother-in-law of a fever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there they brought all, they seen and they brought those that were left lame, sick, devils. They cast them all out right there that day. He worked from morning to evening according to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And he left and he went out, went up into the mountain, they said, and prayed. But some scholars said that he went on an evangelistic tour, that he was healing the sick and raising the dead. But it doesn't bother me, it doesn't matter to me what he was doing, but what it is what he was doing that day.
That day.
That day. He was entering into the phone. What he had done was in the, he was entering into the phone that day. And have a broadcast like we have today, where that you can get on the radio and say, well, so-and-so gonna be here. So, but the rumor of Jesus got out saying that he was back in town. And many came that day to see him. Now, let me tell you this, church. Everybody that comes to church don't come to help you praise God.
All right.
They come to ride your prayers.
Yeah.
They don't come to listen to the word. They come to ride your word.
Mm-hmm.
They come to hinder you from getting close to God.
Yes.
Can I find a witness there this evening?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, straightway many came. It means they didn't take the time to come. See, we take our time coming to church. I should be the church at 8 o'clock. Well, we might make it 8:45, give them 15 minutes to preach. But they said straightway. Straightway means that right away they came.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it was so many came that day that the room was full of people and there was no room even about the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something. People, they get down to this thing about saying, hey, we need to teach, we need to. But the Bible told me, said, by the fullness of preaching, men will say that God was free. So we got to keep on preaching the word.
Preach.
They don't want to see. They want us to sit down and do what they want to. But if you preach, and what I'm talking about preaching the word, I'm not talking about the more you give, the more you receive. We know that.
Yeah.
We've been knowing that ever since we were a child.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about some of the achievements out of hell. I'm talking about when we're going through, so we need something to help us. When we're going through something, when we're losing our jobs, we need something to help us.
Mm-hmm.
When we're going through a domestic problem, we need something to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Even in church, we need something. We need something. The Lord, the old folks used to sing a song to take the Lord along with you.
Mm-hmm.
Every place you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we find here that he had entered into Capernaum, that he was in the house and he was giving the word.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four men undoubtedly heard about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a friend.
Well,
that was sick of the palsy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they claimed that a palsy in those days, that you had done something wrong and God was punishing you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only forgiveness you had to get was from God.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody heard that Jesus told a man down by the pool of Bethesda,
mm-hmm,
pick up your bed and walk.
Yeah.
They heard it in the temple. Jesus told a man to pick up your bed and walk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they want to get their friend down to Jesus. It was so much as getting his sin forgiven, but they,
mm-hmm,
wanted him to get up and walk again.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got that to where the house where Jesus was,
yeah,
they couldn't get to Jesus for the press.
Mm-hmm.
And the press was the people that was out there. See, a lot of times when you're trying to get to Jesus,
mm-hmm,
can I go ahead and get through here? Huh?
Yeah,
you're trying to get to Jesus.
Come on, sir.
Everything will block you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to get to Jesus.
Trying to get to Jesus.
Friends will block you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to get to Jesus.
Yeah.
Family will block you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to get to Jesus,
yeah,
your jobs will block you.
Mm-hmm.
Sickness will block you.
Yeah.
When you're talking about brother sister, I they tried to stop me by cutting off both my legs.
Yeah.
But when they cut my legs off, that,
mm-hmm,
made me get closer to them. I didn't have to worry about the legs sticking in the way. So,
uh-huh,
I was able to get closer to him.
Right.
But anything they can do,
yeah,
to try to keep you from getting closer to Jesus, Mm-hmm. They were trying to, but I heard Paul preach that I pressed for the mark of the law of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I got to press on. So I heard the Bible say, ears have not heard, nor have I seen what the Lord has in store for me. I heard him say he would not withhold any good things from me. I got to press. I got to press.
Yeah.
So one day, I'll hear him say, well done. Well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You press when nobody else would press. You press when your family wouldn't press. You press when your friends wouldn't press. You press late at night. You press. Press. Lord Jesus. Thank God tonight.
Amen.
We thank God. Father God, we thank you for this word tonight.
Thank you,
Lord.
We thank you for allowing us to come forth with this word.
Yeah.
We hope that this word helps somebody press and get nearer to Jesus.
Because
that's where it's at. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Back in Testament for his hand.
Amen. Well, we need to, God's word never goes out and returns void. We must take the time, just at least a moment, to give an invitation. And then we're going to talk a little bit. But while everything is running hot, I need to get the invitation out there so that you might, you might need to press yourself. You know, some things you might need to be getting around in order to get to this Christ. The Bible says that if we would believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths, the Bible says that we shall be saved. So we want to give that opportunity. If there's anybody on the line, and that's not your last opportunity. There are plenty of churches around. Go to a church. You don't have to come to the point. You know, you got the point. You got the East St. Louis Christian Center. You got Word of Faith Church. There's a lot of churches around that Christ is at work. He's doing something, and it's hard sometimes to get in. But get somewhere, and we give that invitation to become a disciple of Christ. You need to have a home in order to be a disciple, to be a disciple. And then we also give that invitation for prayer because somebody always going to need some backup. We need backup sometimes. So if you're on this line or if you hear this later on, please call us at the Point Christian Fellowship. We're in McKinney, Texas, East St. Louis, Illinois, as well as Huntsville, Alabama. You got Word of Faith over there in St. Louis. You can go over there. You can go to the East St. Louis Christian Center. You got the temple. It's a lot of places you can go. But don't stay away from Christ. Stay away from him. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Paul as he continues on with it. Thank you, Superintendent.
Bless you.
Hey. Amen. We just want to first off give God a 11-second hand praise.
Amen.
3-second praise God for Superintendent Spencer. It's always an honor to have you on with us. And we are so thankful for your continued labor. I can only imagine the despair that the enemy tried to place upon you at the time when they told you that you were going to lose. Yet
As you said, if I have to turn the roof off to get to him, that's what we're going to do.
We will not stop.
We cannot stop. The enemy would want us to stop. But
mm-hmm.
as you reiterated Paul's words, I press for
mm-hmm.
the mark. Even if I got to crawl,
mm-hmm.
roll,
mm-hmm.
whatever I got to do, I press towards the mark to get closer to Christ. And I'm not going to let anything,
yeah.
or anyone, or any circumstance, situation, neither, as I said, death nor life, height nor death, situation, circumstances, principalities, whatever, keep me from Christ. Amen. We thank you.
Amen.
Thank you again, sir. It's always, like I said, it's a wonderful thing to be able to share the word. We thank Pastor Herbert McCoy Jr. We thank him. We thank Deacon Mike. We thank Minister Calvin. We thank our songstress tonight, our songsters. We thank all of you all.
Yeah, that was First Lady Jack.
First Lady Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
mm-hmm.
for your song. So right now we're going to go and move to our next phase where we interact with those that are that have been listening. As always, we will first start off with Pastor Mom. You are on the line now.
Amen.
If you're talking, there you go.
Listen to now, get close to the Lord. And I think that's what we all want to do, is try to get close to the Lord.
That's right.
And I thank you message tonight.
Amen.
I thank everybody for being on tonight. And I thank the
Amen.
Lord. And everyone. And I praise God for all of you. In Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hi, everybody. This is Apostle Kizzy. It's such a blessing tonight.
Amen.
It is such a blessing to hear the word tonight. And all of the songs and everything, just beautiful, beautiful. Just to hear the superintendent speaking tonight, it blessed my heart. It just blessed me.
Thank
and I want to say in the past 2 months, I preached that scripture about two or three times in different places.
Bless the Lord.
I still got something good out of it tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord just blessed me through you, Superintendent. I had a question that I asked the Lord. I was just talking to him about it. And when you spoke tonight, I heard the answer.
All
right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord. He just went right into my heart and just answered that question.
Mm-hmm.
Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. Hallelujah. So I just thank God so much for you all and, you know, and what you're doing. You know, Pastor Herbert just bringing new people on to God in the Midst, Get Them Radio. And Pastor Paul, it's just been a blessing. So I just praise God for all of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And it's always a wonderful thing to get confirmation and to,
Amen.
And to receive the answer. And sometimes the most non-expected way.
Yes.
That God will always answer your question, answer the prayer,
yes.
answer your cry.
Yes.
He's strong enough, powerful enough to create the universe, and gentle enough to
yes.
catch every tear that we cry. So
yes.
we are
yes.
we're thankful for that, Pastor Kizzy. And we're just happy and excited that you have received what you needed.
Amen.
The man who, was dropped from the roof, received what he needed.
Yes.
To be
yes.
his spirit to be made whole. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. No, I don't know. I'm going to try. Instead of popping all the lines, anybody that I'm going to see if this works. I think it's going to work on my side. Anybody that does have a comment, if you could press your one key. I don't know if this will work on this. I'm hoping it does. If anyone has a comment, please press your number one key, and I will definitely bring you on. Anyone has a comment? All right. I think we got one. All right. All right. You are. I think is this Ben Allen? Yeah, there it is. 618 number 780. You are on. If you're talking, you may be on mute. Amen. All right, we gotta come back to you. We got another caller. 314-869. I think this is you there?
Yes, this is Pastor Catherine.
Hey,
hey
Pastor Catherine.
Hey, I just wanted to get on and so you all could hear my voice, so I can just say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I apologize. I came in the house at 8:15, and I said I don't want to get on my cell phone because I need to charge it up. I'm going to go get on my house phone. But I'm having company tonight, and I just got on. I'm so sorry I missed the message tonight. But whoever ministers the message, I know the word went forth. I praise the Lord for them for just taking out the time to give us the word. I can always go back and listen to it. Praise God. But may God bless you all. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to use you. You all all those ones that sang and the ones that gave the word tonight. I just want to just say keep on keeping on. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for those words, Pastor Catherine.
Pastor Catherine, thank you again for your encouraging words that you have spoken tonight.
Amen.
Like you said, you can listen to
Amen.
It. It will definitely motivate you to move forward. As it has myself and others. So, again, if anyone wants to comment, please press your number one key. Amen. 780. Are you there? Do you have a comment or anything? Amen. All right. Is there anyone else that has anything they would like to say before we move on to our next thing? Amen. All right. We are at our point. We are at the point of for prayer.
Amen.
I would like to put up on prayer the Johnson family, Donald and his daughter Faith. Going through a time where his daughter is being attacked by the enemy, and I just ask that you would pray for them that they receive the path and the answer that is needed to help her and to even help her father, so that they both
Amen.
Will not drift apart. Because sometimes when these attacks happen, they're wedges. And so sometimes they can wedge a family right apart, especially
mm-hmm.
when they don't know what to do, how to do it, when or where to go. So I just ask you that you pray for their togetherness and that her family, the young daughter's family, will be able to come together and give her the love and all that she needs. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else have any prayer requests at this time?
Yes.
Everybody.
Deacon White.
Yes.
Yes.
I just wanted to continue to keep my granddaughter in prayer as she recovered from her heart surgery. She's just 7 weeks old now, so just keep her in prayer. Aurora.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Most definitely. Amen. Pastor Herbert, I leave Thursday.
Amen. I'm ask that y'all continue to keep me in your prayers. I thank you for your prayers thus far, for everything that's going on. I don't know. I feel much better now. They ain't done nothing. They wanted to charge me a whole lot of money to do some testing, and so I told them I'm gonna go somewhere else and get the test done. But I feel like it's not quite such an emergency now because I'm feeling better. And somebody mentioned to me, they said, "Well, maybe they was mistaken." I said, "No, God is healing me." So keep on praying. I know about that healing ministry there in St. Louis. I know somebody's been mentioning. I just really want to give some gratitude to God for what He's done.
Amen. We would ask Superintendent Spencer, if you wouldn't mind, sir, saying the prayer tonight, please.
Father God, as we reach out to you tonight, in the most humble way we know how, we bow the heads and empty hearts, asking you to touch that daughter there tonight that the devil is trying to attack. Lord, you can deliver her right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bring that family. Let's give that family ease about that daughter tonight, wherever she may be.
Yes.
Lord, you touch and bring her in, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, deliver her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch the daughter that's recovering from a heart surgery.
Yes.
God, you know you can do it. You can sew it back up, Lord. Let the doctors find nothing else wrong with her, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are going through, who are having domestic problems tonight, Lord, we ask you to step in that household and stir it up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to go in, go up on the jobs and tear up that pink clip that they're about to get. Give them a promotion that they never had and never thought they would get. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, help them in their finance problem, Lord. They're going through right now, Lord. Some don't have jobs that need jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Some are sick that need healing, Lord. We ask you to do it again, Lord. We ask you to
do
yourself again, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, stir up again. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yet again, we are thankful for this time. We move forward to the time of, as the world celebrates a holiday that they consider to be happy, which is fine. But this month and every month is about rejoicing. As Pastor Herbert eloquently put it, it's about Jesus, others, and yourself.
Yes.
So how are you going to rejoice without joy? As the song says, I still have joy. I still have joy. After all that I've been through.
I
know I've been through a lot. I still have joy. Amen. Amen.
As we're approaching the end of the year, and look like Superintendent he really got right to the point this evening, man. But I'm thinking we got time. I'm wondering if there's some testimony. I know we get to the end of the year, we get to watch night service, but not everybody gets that time to give that testimony. I was just wondering if there might be some testimonies online this evening. I think we got a few more minutes on the Pastor Paul.
Oh yeah, yeah. If anybody wants to testify of the goodness of God, please do. Please do. Don't be scared. Let us know how good God has been in your life. Most definitely.
No testify.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise this is Pastor Catherine again.
Hey, Pastor Catherine.
All right, Pastor Catherine again.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank the Lord for this year. And I want to thank him. This was a year, you know, my husband passed in 2014. And
mm-hmm.
I just kind of been going through the motions. But, I mean, this year, I know it's been almost 5 years, but I just thank the Lord. He just carried me through, but he just gave me my joy back. And I love the Christmas, everything. I said, I wish I could stay home and all of this Christmas holiday. I put up everything I got in the house. That
Amen.
Christmas. I just want to tell the Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank
yeah.
you that I believe that I'm just all the way back to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I couldn't get back, but God has brought me back. And I just say to anyone that has lost a loved one, just be patient. God will take you through. Just let
Him
take you through. Don't try to find a substitute, God. But if you just stay with God, stay with Him. He will bring you through. And when you don't look like you can't make it, you just keep on standing until he bring you through. So I just want to say thank you, Father. I want to just thank him for another year that he's brought me through and just still got my mother, my father, and all of my sisters and brothers and my children. I just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I could just go on and on, but I just want to say thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, I have my nephew here want to testify.
Amen.
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 All right. My name is Brian. My testify is when I first came down here to my uncle's house, you know, I was going through a lot. I didn't have a whole lot going for me. I needed a job and all that, but my uncle told me that, like how he just finished preaching, get closer to God. So I started praying and doing all that. Now I've been blessed with a job. I done got promotions on my job. Only been there for like 3 months. And I done got more promotions than people that have been there two or 3 years.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. God has, you know, I'm saved now. And God, he's been there for me.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Any other testimonies? Amen. I would say for myself, I give honor to God who is the head of my life. And has always been the head of my life. Even when I thought I had control of my life, God was the head. These holidays, especially these holidays, are difficult. I can definitely relate to Pastor Catherine. Sometimes when you suffer a loss and your life changes, sometimes it's difficult to find your way back. Sometimes it's difficult to see the beauty of just a simple day. Let alone a holiday. But I thank and praise God that in spite of it being a little over 2 months since I buried my father, a little over 2 years since I buried my son, a little over 10 years or more since I buried my mother, I thank and praise God that through every situation I've been through, the light, the high times, the dark times, and there's been some dark times. God has never left nor forsaken me in the worst of them.
Yeah.
Always has came through. Always has been that comfort. Would not let me die. Even when I wanted to die, would not let me die.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. You know what you mean.
And I know that I know not only for yourself, Superintendent, I know that others on this line right now know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we don't. It's not for everybody to confess their hurt. Yet every last one of us has had hurt in our lives. Yet we are all living testimonies of the goodness and mercy of God. I celebrate the fact that Pastor Captain, Pastor Herb, Pastor Mom, Pastor Kizzy, all are still here.
Yeah.
We are so thankful for you as well. And I just use you as a part of my testimony to say that you lost more than a lot of people could ever even imagine.
Yeah.
Yet you are still walking in Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
For a while, you had to get carried a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're still
a walking testimony.
Yeah.
And see, my testimony is just simply says that no matter what, keep going. We have to keep going.
Yeah.
We have to keep going.
Yeah.
And we have to show this world the glory of God. Each time we walk out that door or we sit up in the morning and we open our eyes, God's glory is manifested.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that only because of the fact that everything that I've been through, I can still smile. I can still laugh. I can still rejoice. Because tears do not mean defeat no more than laughter means victory.
All right.
So even in our tears, even in my tears that I've shed, and I've shed many, God is still there and with me. So I just say that, you know, I thank and praise God. That's just my testimony, not to say that we've all suffered through, cried our tears. Felt like giving in and giving out. Yet we have to be as diligent as the men that brought down the man through the roof. We got to tear it off, but get to Christ. And when you get to Christ, don't leave.
Yeah,
don't. That's the end of mine.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else?
I have one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I was just here thinking just how the Lord has stretched me more this year. When, you know, last year I would probably say my plate is full. I can't do nothing else. I can't take on nothing else. Don't even look at me. Don't ask me nothing. And then the Lord said, oh, we're going to do something else.
What about this plate?
He gave a bigger plate, you know.
Yeah,
and I thank God. It was like a few of the things that I can recall is he has me getting up early in the morning with the prayer ministry with Pastor Catherine.
Amen.
And a bunch of people. Now I'm not one. I was not one that would get up in the early a.m. in the morning. I do pray. I love the Lord. I've been praying for years. But don't ask me to get up full day in the morning and pray.
Mm.
But, you know, they were praying, and I said, Lord, if you wake me up,
yeah,
I'll get up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been waking me up all year.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm. And we've seen things happen. There was a teenage girl who was diagnosed with cancer. She'd been going through so much. And
mm-hmm.
now they have said, the doctors have said she has no sign of cancer.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm not just saying it was just me getting up in the morning.
I'd
like to think by the spirit of the true and living God that I had something to do with it by his
mm-hmm.
spirit. I couldn't have woke up without him. You
yeah.
know,
amen.
That all these people are coming on this prayer line, and we just been praying and through his faithfulness. That's,
amen.
That's
amen.
It is his faithfulness that has gotten us up. And then the Lord said, well, okay, let's get into prison ministry. Okay,
mm.
Lord. So now mm. I'm involved in a prison ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And did not know that we had to do so much to be a part of the prison ministry.
Yeah,
you know,
that's exactly.
Get this test done, get that test done, go here, go there. And so that we could stay in the prison. But I tell you what, it's just been just totally awesome to go to the prison, and we're in a men's prison, and
yeah.
how hungry they are for the word of God, and
yeah.
how many of those men have gotten saved.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome. So when I, you know, when I think of what God is doing, and
mm-hmm.
when he says, you know, okay, you think your plate is full, let me push you some more.
Yeah.
On this,
yeah.
there's
mm-hmm.
more.
Yeah.
There is more. So I just give him all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Mm.
Testimony services is still open for anyone that would like to testify. We still got some time. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Hurley, I leave it. I'll leave the rest up to you, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Hurley, you there? All right.
Yeah. Yes. Yes,
I'm
going to. I was going to ask our superintendent if he would close us with some closing remarks this evening and give us a final prayer and benediction. If that's okay with you, Pastor Paul.
Oh, that is fine with me, sir. That is more than fine with me.
And we'll throw it right back at you.
All right. Amen.
Superintendent, you yet with us?
Yes, I'm yet here.
Oh, I thought I had to call Brian. Okay.
No.
Yeah, we were asking you for closing remarks, Superintendent, and a final prayer and benediction.
Okay, we do thank God this evening for the chance of being able to speak over the airway. And that came to the day that we got to press our way to the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what he has in store for us, for those who love the Lord. I said to the audience this evening, it's not a time to let anything get in your way. To stop you got to press, and nobody want to press but you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to press on, you can get to the mark in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say to Pastor McCoy, I thank you to the radio station. I thank you for allowing me to broadcast over your station and everything. I'd like to close it by saying, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Are there anyone here that would like to say anything else? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time and this hour that you have given us to be in your presence.
Yes.
And as we leave this place and not your presence, that we ask you to be this special angel to be with us, watch and cover over us all times of night and day. Wake us up in the morning in the power of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You're dismissed.
Hey. Back at you there, Pastor Paul.
Amen. Amen. We thank you all again, and always remember, no worries, only worship. No problems, only praise. No fear, only faith. No troubles, only trust. Choose God. Because with that choice, your password is love. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone.
Amen.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
And just
good night.
All right. Towards the morning. Amen.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you.